Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. Adore him. Oh, come. How many came to adore him today? Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ.
You may take your seats in this place today, and let us bow. Father, we do thank you. And our minds go beyond just a babe in a manger. But God, we thank you for being alive and well in our daily experience. And so we come today thanking you for who you are.
Thank you.
Thanking you for what you've done and for what you will do. Help us to decrease, that you might increase. Save someone today. Encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
How many folk are glad to be in the number one more time? Amen. 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 Glad to be on the Lord's program. Even now we're going again with our live broadcast. It is an effort that we've been doing, and so we thank God for that. We're able to reach more people to the glory of God. Aren't you glad that technology allows you to go beyond your address and to reach someone who may need to hear a word from the Lord? And there's a word from the Lord that we've been talking about this morning, if we'll become our memory verse. And I want you to share it with me today loud and clear, so that way you have it down. Let's share Isaiah 9 and 6 together. That was all right. Let's hear it again. Let's do it loud and let's do it with some conviction. Isaiah 9 and 6. Let's say it together.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor.
Amen.
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen. I'm just being the teacher today. So we're just challenging ourselves to be more in depth. I want to share today from the sermonic title, very simply, "And He Shall Be Called," part one. "And He Shall Be Called," part one. In case you did not know it, my name is Timothy Tooten. The first name was given to me at birth. I was told that I am named after my great uncle, whose name was also Timothy. The last name is Tooten, my surname, which came from my family. Amen? And I'm told that it is spelled a couple different ways. T-O-O-T-E-N, T-U-T-E-N. But etymology is the study and the origin of words. We look to understand. The name Timothy is an English name. It is also a Greek name, which means Timotheus, which means honoring God. I'm glad about that. What does your name mean? You start to do the research. Is there some significance in your name? You know, I'm glad that I serve the kind of God who, it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And He breathed into man life, and he became a living soul there in the book of Genesis, and that person was Adam. Over the next couple of weeks, I want to unpack just this sixth verse, starting with "Wonderful Counselor." And we look at this text, it is Isaiah who's writing to the people of God. Isaiah, keep in mind, is a prophet, one who is sent by God, one who is called upon to deliver what God says. He writes to a people who are in bondage, a people who are being challenged, a people who need to hear a word from the Lord. And what's prophetic about this is he writes some 800 years in advance, saying, "There is one who comes, and his name shall be called," and this week we're doing "Wonderful Counselor." He mentions in this text the role that he shall be a son, and he shall be given to us. And in the world that we live in, we need to have some good news that, yes, the Messiah is coming. In fact, he has come in the person of Jesus Christ. And so don't look for the Messiah. He's already here by way of Jesus Christ. And there's something about that word that he says, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder." In a real way, it's not just Congress. We're not talking about the executive branch, the judicial branch, but we're talking about a king who will be King of Kings and who will be Lord of Lords. That's what we're talking about. Some theologians say that when they say the government is on my shoulder, it's mentioning really a robe with some type of an emblem, but he is that kind of Savior. He can take care of all of our needs. Do you believe that today? That the Savior that you serve, there's nothing that limits him, nothing that he cannot do because he is God. He's a wonderful counselor. That word "wonderful" gets me excited. That brings me joy that's wonderful. Doesn't that perk you up to say something is wonderful, that it's great, it's nice? And we're talking about someone who is a wonderful counselor. One who is able to meet each of our needs. Someone who steps in when lives get rough. Who steps in to remind us that he's with us always, even to the end of the world. Young people are filled with wonder. Why? It's Christmas time. I'm filled with wonder. I don't know about you. I still look under my tree and look for a little something. You know, and men always say, "Don't worry about me. I'll be all right." But when the morning comes, man, everybody looking for a gift of some sort. It can be used. It can be a hand-me-down. But there's a certain wonder about that. And so as Christ comes, as Isaiah prophesizes, he talks firstly about this wonderful counselor, someone who is a wise king, someone who knows how and when to help us along our journey, someone who can advise us, someone who needs no credentials in terms of certification, but someone who will come, who will change the world. You know, in that time, every person, every woman wanted to be the one to bear the Christ child, wanted to be the one to bring forth the Messiah. There was this anticipation, but God makes the choice by way of Jesus. Let's talk again about this sense of him being a wonderful counselor. That tells me, first of all, he cares about our spiritual health. A wonderful counselor cares about the spirit you. There's another part of you that's beyond your physical. There's something happening within you. There's the holy man and the holy woman, and there's the fleshly person. But the persons he writes to are in need of someone to minister to them spiritually. I'd rather be called spiritual than religious. Yeah. So you're religious. Well, I don't know if I like that. But if I'm spiritual, that means that I'm tuned in to not just any higher power, I'm tuned in to Jesus Christ himself. But he comes alongside and lays you and I on the couch and he asks us questions about our spiritual health. I'm glad to have that kind of counselor. There are times in my own life when I just need that little bit to get me down the road. And that little bit that gets me to remind me that, Lord, you are my king. I don't know about you. Maybe you've never had a moment where you just felt like, you know, things were not going your way. I felt like you were a little low and nobody could cheer you up and nobody couldn't send you a smiley face. But what it took something deeper. It took the spiritual part of you to be ignited. And so he comes to that kind of counselor who comes alongside and looks at you from the inside out. I like that. There's a certain harmony about knowing that Jesus works in this body, that in this shell, in this shelter, there is a spirit. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must do it what? In spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such. There is a spiritual you. Folk may not know you that way, but let them know that there's more than what you see. Let them know that there's something deeper happening inside of me. I am a spirit man. I am a spirit woman. He ministers as counselor to that part of you and I. Bible says in Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Anybody glad to be a child of God? Yeah. I am. Yeah. At the top of my resume that I am a child of God. Yeah. I may not be many things, but at the end of the day, I'm glad to be on the Lord's side. Yeah. End of the day, I'm glad to know that the Lord loves me and looks at me under this certain kind of microscope that shows other parts of me, that spirit me. And so he looks for the spiritual health of you and I. Also, there's the mental part of us. That is psychological, emotional. We're emotional beings, aren't we? Oh, yes, we are. Sometimes we're a little moody. Sometimes we're not balanced right. Amen? But he looks at that part of us. Why? Because he makes the mind. Keeping our mind stayed on him. And so I believe that as he goes through Isaiah, that as the word goes forward to a people in need, he is concerned about what they're thinking. I mean, after all, they've had their share of drama, being in bondage. They've had their share of failures, being in bondage. They've had their share of trauma, just being in bondage. And don't you know that sometimes you can be locked up in your thinking? That you look well and seem to be hopping along, but inside you are battling with your mind. And so I want the kind of counselor who can deal with my mind. Amen? Some of y'all told y'all kids, you done lost your mind? That means that you're not thinking properly. But aren't you glad today that the Lord will help you to find your mind? He cares about your mental health. And our challenge oftentimes is the mind is very interesting because things will come into the mind. I realize when I preach on Sundays that if I don't move it along, that your mind is going somewhere else. That you're thinking about leftovers and you're thinking about that shopping you got to get done. The mind does that. And when we're challenged in an emotional way, we serve the kind of God, the kind of soon coming Savior who deals with how we think. That's great. I like that because are you a drifter? Every now and then I'll drift away, have to come back in, be confused at times. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the coming Messiah. Thank God for the coming King. Thank God for He who is a wonderful counselor that makes the difference in my life. I'm excited about that. The fact that when I get off track, He is the mental counselor I need. Philippians says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You ought to have the mind of Christ. I ought to have the mind. How do I get that, Reverend? I'm going to stay in the Word. And I will have the kind of thinking that the Lord has. He cares about my mental health. Cares about my spiritual health. Really concerned. Also concerned about our eternal health. And one thing about preaching the Advent message, especially on Communion Sunday, you got to shift. That we're talking about the soon coming King. But also, we can fast forward to say the angel did come and tell Mary that you'll bear a Christ child. He's coming, and his name shall be called Jesus, okay? And also, keep in mind that he will grow up. Keep in mind that he will be beaten. Keep in mind that he'll pay a great cost at a place called Calvary. So while I know that there's a babe in the manger, I'm thinking about the Christ on the cross. From the cradle to the cross, he's still the Lord all by himself. And that's good news to me today, that he is concerned about my eternal health. He's concerned about not just the here and now, but he says, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you will be also in my Father's house. Wait a minute, that's just a baby. There are many mansions. If it were not so, I would. Am I making this plain? That I'm thinking about the baby who's coming, but I'm experiencing the Christ who's real in my life right now. Yeah. Is he real in your life today? Now, every now and then you'll find yourself in a place to where you're struggling, and you can be assured that I've got an eternal destination. Amen? Every time you go to a home going, you think, you know what? One day, I'll be there. Yeah. Every time you go to a memorial service and you read the obituary, you realize, you know what? I'm going to have one of these one day. That one day the Lord going to call me home. But what I do know is I have eternal security. Yeah. Why? Because I've given my life to Jesus Christ. Yes. I'm not lining up saying, Lord, take me now. But when he does, aren't you glad you've got a place you can call home? Does that give you joy today? Does that give you peace today? Knowing that this counselor is concerned. He had to counsel those disciples. They had it all twisted. Now the king is coming. And when he comes, we'll be on his cabinet. We'll get picked for Secretary of Agriculture. We'll get picked for different high positions. They didn't realize, he kept saying, you know, my time is not long here, that I'm going back to my Father. And so can you imagine having been with Christ and then you realize he really is going as promised and he'll suffer everything to be so? They needed some counseling. They needed a wonderful counselor to remind them that this is not the end. No matter what you're facing today, it may be your toughest struggle, it's not over. No matter what you're going through, it may be something that you're struggling with. It's not over. Why? You've got a counselor. You've got someone who will say, my appointment book is always open. And I'm not just any counselor. I'm a wonderful counselor. Amen? Amen. I like that part about who he is. And so he had to counsel them to let them know that one day I will be leaving. But one day I will return. Amen. That I'll crack the sky, that I'll come back to receive those who are on my team. I love the hashtag. People say team this and team that and hashtag thank you, Jesus. Hashtag he's coming back. Hashtag he saved me from a world of sin. And that's the good news I see today. And John 14 does say, I go to prepare a place for you. That the counselor wouldn't tell you anything wrong. The counselor would not mislead you. The counselor only gives you what's going to help you down the road. See, I got a sense that y'all don't need no counselor. I got a sense that you got everything together. You don't need anybody to counsel you. No, I got this together. Well, God bless you. I need a counselor. I need somebody who can tell me that's going to be all right. To let me know that you're on the right track. Let me know that nothing shall harm. Let me know that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I need a wonderful counselor. I love what the hymn writer says. He says, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens along in my distress. He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens. Anybody want to tell Jesus? You've been telling everybody else your business. But you ever think about telling Jesus? You ever think about telling him, Lord, I'm struggling. I can't make it along the way. I must tell the real counselor. I must tell the one who can make a difference in my life. And so Isaiah, I understand what you're saying, that the one who's coming shall be and will be a wonderful counselor. I want to just keep that for this week. That whenever I'm making a big decision or a small one, can I call the helpline? You sure can. Have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about my struggles? I sure can. Can I call him up to counsel me? Is he on the clock? Yes, he is. He never sleeps nor slumbers. And every now and then, you've got to say, Lord, I need thee every hour. Anybody need the Lord today? Anybody trust the Lord today? Maybe you thought you had this thing beat, but I declare, I need someone, but not anyone, to come and to meet my needs. That's a prophetic word that he's coming. I can report he's here, and he'll make a difference in your life. Anybody believe that today? That the Lord really will take care of you, and that he will keep you. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That is the word of God today. It is already blessed. Come on, let's give God a praise today. This Jesus that we talk about, come on, stand all over this place today. Thank God for the Jesus who provides all of our needs. The one who's available. He got a degree from heaven. He's got training in life. He'll make a difference for you. Just seek him today. Maybe you don't know him in the pardon of your sins. Here's an invitation. As we sing together, to come to him. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Only trust him.
Only trust him. Only
can't trust everybody, can you? There's some quacks out there.
Only trust him, only trust him.
He's able.
He's able.
How many believe it today?
He is able just now.
will save you.
He will save you. He will save you.
I want to take a moment just to offer Christ to you. Now, I've sat where you've sat. And when I wasn't sure about my salvation, I kind of faked it. I looked the part, had a few cold words that would get me by, but did not have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I could say, man, I grew up in church. I know two hymns and a half of scripture. But did I know Christ in the pardon of my sins? And then when I understood the scriptures, Romans 10:9-10, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
yes,
and believe in thine heart that God is raising from the dead,
yes,
thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
I was able to process that as an adult. It made sense. Nobody made me do it. Nobody forced me to do it. I had to do it on my own. It says, confess with your mouth. I said, you mean just to confess my sins? Yeah. And to believe that God sent his only son? I believe that. And I believe that he died? Yeah. And I believe that he rose. And once I got that into my spirit man, in my mental man, in my eternal man, it made sense.
Yes.
Now, it didn't feel like something big had happened. It's not about a feeling. It's about a commitment. As you bow your heads today, I want to pray with you. Oh, gracious Father, we come today and we thank you,
thank you,
for always being available.
Yes.
I pray even now for someone who's lost but don't realize it.
Yeah.
They've been maintaining, but they don't know you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you might touch that heart today, that they may say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved?
Yes, Lord.
And what we must do is to confess Christ as our Savior.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, God, because you're in the saving business. Touch, heal, and deliver.
Yes, Lord.
Do it, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a praise today in this place. You've got a counselor, and there's no charge. Just call him up and tell him what you want. Thank God for our Facebook friends who are tuned in, and we thank God for each of you that may be out there in the land. No matter where you are, Jesus is still the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. And no matter where you are today, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, those who dwell within. We're just that close, and he's just that close. We bless the Lord today. Let's sing a little bit of that. How many know you love him today? Or do you feel his love today?
Oh, how he loved you and me.
Well, praise God.
Amen, amen.
We're going to suspend Facebook for a minute.
Loves you and me.
Come on, Brother Charles.
Oh, how he loves you and me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He gave his life.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
What more?
Let me say, first of all, that God is good.
Yeah.
Brother Craig is no stranger to Harvest. And he know the testimony. I was at the Giant up the street buying something. And I saw, I said, hey, man. And we kind of chatted. He said, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
And he came, was able to share with us, wonderful daughter. And not long after that, he had a loss, and we were able to comfort him by way of Harvest.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he's just really part of the family. Just pull out the chair. Get Craig's chair. And go ahead and get his robe. He's still home. Your room is still the same. We bless God for you.
Yes.
Brother Craig, I'll ask you publicly. I know we've talked. You given your life to Jesus Christ. You believe that God died, sent his son to die for you. Amen. Amen. And he rose again. Praise God. Let me just say this. I saw Brother Craig a few weeks ago. Brother Charles and I shared with us. He's going through a medical issue right now, dealing with cancer. And he said, I need some prayer. So what I want to do today, I want you to reach out your hands. We're going to pray for Brother Craig. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. As we come today, we can't talk about you as a counselor and not believe that you can't heal. So as we come today, God, we pray in the name of Jesus from the top of his head to the sole of his feet that you might touch Brother Craig. God, we know that you are a healer. We know what is possible through you. So we come today believing with Craig in faith that you're able. And we do know that because you've done it before. There are folk in this building right now who have been through an area of cancer in their life and you've delivered them. And we thank you, God. And God, you can do it again. I pray in the name of Jesus that as he goes in the days and weeks ahead, that you might be the surgeon, that you might be the one who can detect exactly what's going on. And God, we are the church. We don't just talk it, but God, we believe it. And so together as the body of Christ, we shake the door of heaven on behalf of our brother. Touch him, God. Touch the spiritual man. Touch the mental man. And touch, dear God, the one who already knows what you can do. Do it, we pray, God. And we thank you even now in our faith for the report that will come back. We believe you, God. We only claim what you said we can claim. We believe it's possible. We know you can do it, God. We know you have the power. We pray now. We plead the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. This week, lift up Brother Craig. Craig Banks. Craig Banks. This week, as Lord Craig Banks.
Yes.
Craig Banks.
Yes.
And just think about him and pray for his family. And pray as he goes through that God might be with him. Just think about him this week.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Love you. Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired. Of course, by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.